Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, Mike Adams here with an emergency weekend update. We've got some new intel that ties together a lot of the pieces of this puzzle. So this brings in the raid on Mar-a-Lago, the corrupt FBI, also January 6th, as well as China's invasion plans of the United States and the United Nations. So let me just lay it out for you here. From what I'm being told, Trump is going to be charged under the Espionage Act. He's going to be charged with mishandling state secrets of some kind related to national security secrets or weaponization, like nuclear weapons or something like that, or nuclear material handling. Now, of course, it's all fabricated. Of course, what the FBI did is they went into Mar-a-Lago with a bogus warrant, secret warrant. They grabbed a bunch of boxes of stuff. They hauled it back to their little FBI cartel camp. And this whole thing was run by the same FBI agents, by the way, that tried to frame Trump for Russiagate and so on. Anyway, they're going to insert some, well, counterfeit evidence or fabricated documents into these boxes. And then they're going to say, oh, my gosh, Trump had these documents. I mean, it's so obvious. And they're going to charge Trump, criminally charge him under the Espionage Act. And they're going to have rigged judges, rigged lawyers, rigged system. You know, this is one more attempt to take down Trump. But it's much more than that. They know that when they criminally charge Trump, they are antagonizing Trump supporters. And this is the second target. They want Trump supporters to rise up. They want them to take up arms. They want them to take up arms. They want an armed revolt. In fact, this may be the greater goal of arresting Trump. It's not just to take down Trump, but to provoke a mass armed uprising that will probably be augmented by the FBI itself, which, of course, runs almost all the domestic terrorism activities in America, like the so-called attempted kidnapping of Governor Whitmer in Michigan, a total FBI operation. You know, it goes back to 9/11, Waco, Oklahoma City, all FBI ops. 1993 attempted bombing of the World Trade Center. Everything you can imagine. It's all FBI. So the FBI is probably going to try to whip up a civil war. And then, I'm told, the federal government is going to feign weakness. They're going to pretend like they're getting clobbered by the armed, quote, patriot uprising, which, again, is just a massive false flag. So they're going to feign weakness, and they're going to sacrifice some, I don't know, some government people to this uprising, this kind of contrived uprising. They'll have some high-profile assassinations or executions of swamp creatures. And then, based on that, they're going to call for United Nations intervention. And under the United Nations intervention, that's how Communist China is going to enter the United States under a UN label, under a, quote, peacekeeping mission. And those Chinese troops combined with domestic military under, frankly, military martial law will attempt a nationwide gun confiscation, ordering all Americans to turn in their guns at gunpoint, of course. And they will be tracking down every gun owner, every concealed carry person, everyone who owns a suppressor, you know, any home address that they have, all the government records, everything, the FFL records, the ATF records, all of that. They're going to compile one grand list of where everybody lives, and they're going to send essentially troops to your door to say, give us your guns or you will be arrested or perhaps executed right now. Give us your guns. Give us your guns. At gunpoint, they're going to say that. And if you refuse, they'll probably just shoot you right there, call you an insurrectionist. And under this program, then, this is how China is able to occupy the United States. Now, if they manage to disarm the people, then they, the swamp creatures, then they win. The globalists win. If they don't manage to disarm the people, and the people fight back, then they can claim, well, look, these people are terrorists. They won't give up their guns, even though the law has been passed to, you know, ban the Second Amendment. And then they'll send UN troops to go kill you. And the reason they need China involved in this is because they know that despite their efforts to purge the United States military, they still haven't been able to get everybody out of the military who would refuse to fire upon fellow Americans. So they need foreign troops to fire upon the American people. They need foreign troops. And Chinese troops are perfect for that because Chinese troops have already been brainwashed to hate America, you know, to hate the American people. And Chinese troops will follow orders without question. They are absolutely obedient. Anybody who wasn't obedient has already been weeded out of that system for generations, by the way. So the Chinese troops will absolutely fire upon the American people. And that's how you're going to get a communist Chinese occupation and war and genocide against America carried out under the label of United Nations peacekeeping to try to keep the peace after Trump supporters, quote, started a civil war because they were unhappy about Trump being arrested for the Espionage Act violations. That's the scenario that they're trying to run right now. Now, will they succeed in every aspect of that? Or, you know, could it be altered? I honestly think this is already an alteration of previous scenarios. They knew they were moving in this direction, but they didn't know exactly how they were going to be able to justify this. Well, they came up with a reason now, and that's claiming Trump has classified documents related to state secrets. And of course, you know, Bill Clinton gave state secrets to North Korea and China, and Barack Obama gave state secrets to Iran and other enemies of America. You know, Hillary Clinton did deals with Russia on Uranium One and all that. But none of that's going to count. The real criminals will go free. You know this. But Donald J. Trump will be called a criminal when he's actually fighting against this system. So the big question is, will they succeed? And also, I think one of the questions is, when does the shooting begin? Now, I hope there's no shooting, and I would urge all patriots to, you know, hold back. Do not fall for the escalation. And I know there's going to be arguments out there, people saying, well, at some point, you know, like if they rig the midterm elections, then what else option, what other option is there? I would just say be very, very careful, because you might be emotionally manipulated by the system to try to provoke you into a violent reaction. And you need to resist that. You need to maintain your peace. Now, at the same time, I would urge Americans, do not give up your Second Amendment rights under any circumstances whatsoever, but also do not initiate any sort of violence, because that's going to be played against you. That's what they want. And you might think that, you know, theoretically, that you could fight the domestic government or military here in the United States. You might think that, but you can't fight 100 million Chinese troops, let me tell you. They can flood this country with literally 100 million Chinese troops. They can have a Chinese soldier, one soldier for every three Americans that are even alive today, including women and children and elderly. So you can't fight that. And do not give the globalists an excuse to bring in the Chinese and just run roughshod over the United States of America, killing everybody in sight and taking everybody's weapons and occupying and seizing this country, which is exactly what the Chinese want to do. Now, you know from previous interviews I've done with people like J.R. Nyquist and some of the whistleblowers out of China and Hong Kong that China is gearing up for a land invasion. And I know there's been a lot of skepticism about that. People saying, well, how could China get away with an invasion? You know, surely they would be stopped. Not if they're invited in by the United Nations and the White House is begging for China to come in as a peacekeeping mission, because they're pretending like the civil war is out of control and America is about to be lost to the, quote, insurrectionists, you see. So that's how China could be welcomed in. That's how this can take place in a format where there's no resistance to China landing PLA troops on the beaches of California, or even just coming right into the ports, just unloading in the ports. So keep your eyes peeled on this. Be very cautious. Watch out for any manipulations of your emotions. Do not fall for, I don't know, any provocations or invocations of anger. Just be cool. Keep your powder dry in a self-defense mode. Do not initiate violence. But be prepared. Be prepared for food shortages and everything else. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com.
All right. Well, Mike Adams was telling you, it was what we've been telling you for quite a while now, for those of you who are listening. You know what? The phone lines have been silent. We can't be here, and we're not going to be able to bring you what we just did if we don't hear from you. The phones are quiet right now. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Folks, we don't get paid to do this. We're doing this because we're doing it for the cause. We got to help. We have to hear from you. We've never compromised in 50 years on the air. Not once, not one time, not one time have we ever compromised. And this radio program is needed more than ever. We need to hear from you now more than ever. 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. Now, what Mike didn't tell you was this, and what you have, Elaine, the Chinese had 900 of those great big shipping containers, and we verified this, 900 of them, and they were filled with drones and missiles, and they were looking to have a flotilla to come and set off outside the shore of the United States. And the word has it out there, and we're hearing from people. This is what we've been telling you before. Austin and Milley have been hard at work weakening our military. They've been doing everything they can to weaken our military. Joe Obama gave $85 billion worth of arms to our enemies in Afghanistan, okay?
Right.
85. Now, many of those arms are going to be used against us. It's going to be brought back. Right now, they've spent billions of dollars sending arms to the Ukraine, and most of those arms, or a good portion of it, aren't getting to where it's supposed to go. They're being sold by arms dealers. They're being taxpayers' dollars are sending these arms, and arms dealers are picking it up. And you've got the bureaucrats, you've got the Bidens, you've got these people are getting rich and richer off this. Nasty Pelosi's son is involved in all kinds of crooked dealings, not just with Taiwan, with Chinese, just like Joe Biden's son. All of these people up there, what's his name? John Kerry's, all of them, it's like the second generations are taking. Now, Mitt Romney, all of their sons are taking over and they're following in the footsteps of their corrupt parents.
Right.
And so this is what's happening. Now, anyhow, folks, and again, the word is that what's going to happen is that Milley and Austin are going to say, we're not strong enough. Our military's too weak. We can't win a war with China. We'd better just give in to them, okay? And that's what they're talking about. Now, we keep telling you this and telling you this and telling you this. Now, what he's saying is true about they want to try to push into a war. But you need to know what's happening. You need to be able to push back. You are under no obligation. Remember, they have become illegitimate. God's word, the Bible tells you over in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 8, that they have become illegitimate. They are not they're not God's people, but they are bastards, is what it calls them, referring to as bastards. And so, and then in other places out throughout Scripture, it refers to them as whores. The whores, they've gone a whoring, okay? And these, in fact, in Hosea chapter 4, he refers to crooked, corrupt leaders as whores. And that's what we have in this country right now. So, anyhow, let's see what we've had coming in here. Keith in Brooklyn, 20. Susan in Michigan, 50. Vince in New Jersey, 150. Harold in Illinois, 150. Deacon John here in Cleveland, 100. Thank you. Folks, we got to keep going. We have approximately 35 minutes left in tonight's program to raise, and I'm not quite sure how much we have to raise, but I think it's about $5,000 yet to raise. And so, folks, That's about $600 a minute, right?
Yep.
Right? Okay.
Yep.
So we have to raise about $600 a minute. We need to hear from you ASP. We really do. ASP, we need to hear from you. You have another article there?
Yes, I do. This one talks about the most dangerous drug in the world isn't cocaine, heroin, or meth. It basically is fentanyl. And that has come up on the right-sided news broadcasting. That's what's coming across the borders that are no longer guarded to our south. The problem is that there is no quality control on any of this that's crossing the border, and that the evil people are taking this whole idea of fentanyl, which is a synthetic opioid, and marketing it to people in the black market under Percocet, Xanax, Alderol, Ecstasy, Hydrocodone, Oxycodone, when indeed, you know, it is fentanyl. And fentanyl will kill you. This is a very strong drug that's given to cancer patients. It's used when people are on respirators. But when you start mixing it with crack and cocaine and heroin, what you got in 2021 was over 100,000 Americans killed from the use of this fentanyl. Doctors are prescribing it, which I find extremely hard to believe, but they are. And I know that some physicians are being paid to push certain medications on their patients.
And that's why medical doctors, so many of them, the AMA has lost all credibility. It's become like the FBI and these other agencies. They've lost credibility. They've lost the trust of the American people. And more and more of us are going to all natural herbs, to homeopathy, medicine, real medicine.
Correct.
That cures and doesn't treat the symptoms. It cures the illness.
And to every drug that's out there is a natural counterpart.
Right.
There is a natural counterpart. God put everything that we needed to stay well on this earth. One of the things I want to mention, as long as we're talking about, you know, federal government, what's very interesting is on the CDC website, it's extremely hard to get any good statistics in the U.S. because they don't want you to see the real truth. But when back in 2019, the CDC had a disease fact sheet on their website that was 15 pages long, a colleague of mine pointed out to me that it's now revised as of May of this year, and it is actually 3 pages long. And so everything that has gone on, you know, with COVID-19 has basically gone away.
Right. But that's why we're here, to remind people and remind them over and over again.
And so what a friend sent me was this little comment. It says that this government is the virus. Keep in mind that the virus means poison. It spreads by way of the media. People's irresponsible and ignorant behavior is the actual pandemic.
Yeah.
And that the cure is God and common sense.
All right. Very good. 888.
I'd like to remind all the young people out there that Lane was just talking about fentanyl. They've been mixing fentanyl and all kinds of other things to give it a greater high and get you hooked, and which has made the death rate and overdose rate far higher than it should be. So all kinds of things are coming over, even fake-looking medicines that look like OxyContin and other things that are really fentanyl. You cannot trust your local drug dealer anymore because the stuff he's getting, they've been adding fentanyl, and he has nothing to do with making it. So it's one of those things. I don't think even the dealers realize what all they've been doing in Mexico to the drugs that are coming across. So,
well, you know, the thing of it is the Biden crime cartel, the Biden crime family, Joe, the Biden crime family are doing everything they can to aid and abet the drug cartels. They're making sure they have full access, make sure they get across the border. And, you know, so many of these young guys that they're busting in, and we're not talking about mamas and papas and their children. We're talking about young men of fighting age, and they're shipping these guys out. These are gang members. Some of them are known terrorists. And their sleeper cells put out by the Biden crime cartel is putting these people out there waiting because they've got to stop the November election. You know, they've already, you know, well, go ahead. You have an article?
Just today, well, I want to add, just today, they said there were, in that one place in Texas, there were over 2,000 crossers at one location in Texas. And they said almost the great majority were all single men and some single women. They weren't seeing the families like they had been. So everything's changed. But think about that. One border crossing on the entire border, they were coming in groups of 200, 300, four or five times a day in one crossing, over 2,000 people in one day, one crossing.
2024 election being rigged right now in plain sight. The Federalist warns of nefarious goings-on that threaten democracy by Bob Unruh. Results of the 2020 presidential election may not have been changed from President Donald Trump to Joe Biden. Blatant vote fraud. Voters casting ballots in the names of neighbors or dead people, so much as it was impacted by being rigged. World News Daily reported that senior legal correspondent Margaret Cleveland of the Federalist explained that factors including every illegal drop box placed in Democratic-heavy precincts and when the Pennsylvania legislature unconstitutionally authorized no-excuse absentee voting and when Philadelphia clerks illegally inspected ballots and then told Democrats, activists, which voters needed to cure their ballots, for their votes to count, and when Wisconsin election officials ignored the state election code telling voters they were indefinitely confined because of COVID, and that when nursing homes could ignore Wisconsin's requirement that special voting deputies oversee elections in residential facilities, and that was just the beginning of her list. Now it is John Davidson, senior editor at the Federalist, who is warning that the 2024 election is being rigged right now in plain sight. He cited the FBI's raid on Trump's home in Florida, which purportedly was to look for secret documents belonging to the government. Actually, there have been claims that those accusations were planted in the media by Biden regime, and the FBI agents actually were there planting evidence and installing bugging devices, among other accusations. The FBI raid on Trump's home isn't just about prosecuting the former president for January 6th. It's about fixing the next presidential election, Davidson explained. The news cycle this week has been understandably dominated by the FBI's raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida, where armed agents were supposedly looking for classified documents. These are dirty cops doing dirty, corrupt work. Of FBI believes were improperly removed from the White House at the end of Trump's term in violation of federal law. I'll stop right there. All right, what do we have? Where do we leave off? Let me see. Ann in Pennsylvania pledges 300. Gary in Illinois pledges 85. John in Hiram pledges 30. Yep, I mentioned Deacon Jen. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110, 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. By the way, when you call in, listen, we still have those offers. We have 2,000 mules. You really need to get that. If you haven't got the 2,000 mules, you really need to get the 2,000 mules. You need to show that. You need to show it. You need to show it. Now, the good news is this. They were hoping to be able to sell 2 million copies. They actually sold over 20 million copies. Mm-hmm. And just think of it this way. If just two people see each one of those, then that means 40 million people have seen what NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, PMSNBC all tried to hide. And Fox News, what Fox News tried to hide. So you've got 40 million people that know about the corruption. They know about the corruption out there. And folks, when you get the DVD for a donation of $60 or more, but you got to ask for it. You see, you got to ask for it. And if you wanted to go another $15.75 a donation, we'll send you one of those CDs. And the CD says, I kneel at the cross and I stand for the flag. And we've got the songs you hear on this radio program played, and we've got a new one coming out soon, hopefully soon, with new and different songs. But we need to hear from you tonight. I mean, or listen, we'll just ask yourself, is what we bring you or what we're talking about, do you need to know these things? Do you need to get our newsletter? By the way, the newsletter is absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. It costs us a lot. But it doesn't cost you anything. But the information in there, the information, we're here for the cause. We are here for the cause. Number one, the cause of Christ. Number two, to bring America back to one nation under God. Number three, freedom. We are here for the cause of freedom. Freedom, folks, you better listen. The opposition out there, the Democratic Communist Party is here. They walk among you and they are here. They want to take away all of your freedoms. They want to take away all of your rights. They want to control you completely, every aspect of your... And in many cases, they want to take away your life. If you don't rise up and stand up and push back, remember, God's Word, the Bible tells you that you're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Stand up and take our country back. Do you have an article there, Joe?
Just one more thing. Remember, they really think they can do this by intimidation. They really think with everything they're doing, the threats, what they're doing to Donald Trump, going after him at Mar-a-Lago, that they're going to scare everybody so that you won't resist. There are too many of us. There are only a few of them, and we cannot let them win by intimidation. If we all stand up, we win. If we get scared and are intimidated, we lose. It's so simple. And if we have God on our side, who can be against us, right?
And one of the things that is very valuable to all of us is awareness and information. So I would encourage the listeners to go on to rumble.com and do a search for a medical documentary. It's called The Big Secret. It is very worth your time. It's a minute, or it's an hour and 12 minutes. It will explain what's going on with the medical mass poisoning in the United States. It's called The Big Secret Medical Documentary, and it can be viewed free on rumble.com.
All right. Elaine, there are a lot of people out there listening, and everything's happening. You have been a big, big, big help in the past where people have had medical questions. They've called our office, and we've given them your number.
Mm-hmm.
And hoping we didn't, you know, overburden you. But are you still open to do that?
Yes, I am. My phone number is 440-478-4073. It's 440-478-4073. My name is Elaine Conley, C-O-N-N-E-L-L-Y. I'm a registered nurse with many decades of experience in Western medicine. And I practice now in energy medicine and integrative health for adults, children, and pets.
All right. You know, here I have a good friend. His name is Judge Roy Moore. And Judge Roy Moore and Joe, you were with me the last time we went down to stand up for Judge Roy Moore, were you not?
The last couple of times, right.
Yeah. And so Judge Roy Moore is an honorable man. And he had the Ten Commandments there. He was governor of Alabama. And when they were trying to take him away, they called me years ago and asked if I would come down and be a spokesman, give a press conference. And I did. I went down, and I'm not going to go into the whole conference, but we did. And it wasn't just, Joe, it wasn't just the Democrats. He was the head Supreme Court Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. It was the rhinos. The rhinos there were behind getting him. Now, what they did is they lined up a bunch of women to come up and give false, and they lied. And we were telling you back there then, these women are lying. They're flat out right lying. Judge Roy Moore challenged all of them to take a lie detector test. He said, let's do it. They all refused. Well, Praise the good Lord. Judge Roy Moore was vindicated. He wins an $8.2 million defamation lawsuit against those women. And so, right. Praise the good Lord.
Unfortunately, it was a lot of years ago, and we lost a good man that should have been on the Supreme Court of the United States or should have been a United States senator. And this is the way the enemy plays the game. They go after, and they will try and bring down anybody that they think will hurt them. Judge Moore, they're going after now Donald Trump and anybody that supports him. This is the way the communists have always worked, bring down those who take a stand. So we have to support those people. Let that past be a lesson to what's happening today.
Do you remember that when we went there for the last time, we were in there, and what happened, there was about 30 pastors there. And when Judge Moore walked into the room, he walked directly over to me. And we were talking, and then after he spoke, the buzzards, from the NBC, ABC, all the news buzzards were there. And he didn't want to talk to them. And they started shouting out. And what happened, the pastors had had enough. The pastors had, and the pastors went after those news media, and they were preaching heaven sweet hell hot about lying. And yep. And they were screaming and everything. I mean, it was going on. They got caught, the news media, and those buzzards in the news media, and some of those.
They ran out, is what yeah. they did. The media actually ran.
All right, we'll be back right after this with more. Don't go away.
Welcome to God's world. Start here.
Miracles start here.
He'll take away your sin.
Take away your sin.
Open up your heart.
Open up your heart.
Leave your fears behind.
Leave them all behind.
You'll be living there.
You'll be living there.
Until that he was crucified.
All right, folks, and you can be there. You could be there. Welcome to, you could be in God's world. You could, but it takes repentance. It takes repentance. Are you willing to do that? Now, we're going to talk about that a little later in the program, but here's the thing. Right now, we are down. We're 3,500. We're down because Doers of the Word Baptist Church is pledging 1,000. So Doers of the Word Baptist Church is pledging 1,000, and that leaves us 3,500 more. I'm asking for three. I'm just asking for three more people to pledge that. Three more people to pledge that. Let me see what we got coming in here now. We have Lock and Load Lisa in here. So there you go. Okay. All righty. So we need, again, we need three more people to pledge 1,000. Can we find matching pledges? Okay. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. What about if we got six people to pledge 500? That's all we would need. Six people to pledge 500 or 12 people to pledge 250. But we need it. Right now, I'm asking for some of our folks out there, some of you deep pockets out there in Colorado or Texas or New York, you've come through before, and you know we have some folks out there who really living right on the edge of it out there, and well, I was thinking, well, right there in Philadelphia, where they had some riots and people actually had to put Biden signs in the yard. They were telling me that to keep their houses from being burnt down, but burn, loot, and murder. And so there you go. 888.
We don't give out. One thing is that there is no way that we give out who donates to the ministry does not get put out there for any kind of consumption. It stays private.
We have one. And by the way, you know, we get a lot of letters and we get a lot of prayer requests. And folks, we want you to know we pray for everyone. When you send us in a prayer request, we pray for it. We're in prayer for hours at a time. And I was trying to think of Portland, Oregon. Right there, we had one fellow who's trying to sell his property off as quickly as he can, you know, before they burn it up out there in Portland, Oregon. But he sent a lot of money and to help us because we're getting the word out. Again, we don't get paid for this. It costs us actually to do this just in time and alone in time. So 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. We need to hear from you. The last count, we still need 3,500. What do you have, Elaine?
Well, basically, it's another whistleblower, and it's the laptop repairman. For Hunter Biden's laptop. The shop owner, John Isaac, said he gave a copy of the contents to Rudy Giuliani 8 months after handing it over to the FBI because it appeared that nothing was being done about it. Now he's written a new book called American Injustice, My Battle to Expose the Truth. And he writes that the agents came with a subpoena 2 months after he had volunteered to hand over the computer. He says that the alleged threat came after he jokingly told the agents, "Hey, lads, I'll remember to change your names when I write the book." One of the agents, according to Isaac, then told him, "It's our experience that nothing ever happens to people that don't talk about these things." After the encounter, the shop owner pondered, was he being paranoid, or had what the agent just told me been a direct threat, or at best a thinly veiled one? Isaac says he's had to shut down his business after being harassed when his private information was leaked. And in May of this year, he filed a multi-million-dollar defamation suit against Representative Adam Schiff and media outlets such as CNN, The Daily Beast, and Politico, charging they falsely accused him of peddling Russian misinformation.
Well, you know, here's the interesting thing. It's those very same FBI agents that raided Trump's Mar-a-Lago castle, you know, or a state, if you will, they were the very same ones that were involved and launched the phony Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. And so Donald Trump's presidency was made clear that there is a deep state and those who compromise it are corrupt to the core. In a series of posts on the social media site, GETTR, Real Clear Investigation journalist Paul Sperry, reported that according to the sources, some of the same people who saddled the former president with the phony Russian collusion allegation and investigation took part in last week's unprecedented raid of his Mar-a-Lago home in Palm Beach, Florida. Developing sources say that these corrupt FBI agents and officials were involved in the raid. on former President Trump's home, working the same counterintelligence divisions of the FBI, investigated Trump. And Russiagate hoax, and are actively under criminal investigation by Special Counsel John Durham for potentially abusing. Now, we said this last Friday. We mentioned this last Friday. For abusing their power, investigating Trump and the Russia fraud, and therefore have a potential conflict of interest and should have been recused from participating in this supposed espionage investigation of Mar-a-Lago. Sperry wrote,
well, that's not the way it works. Remember the FBI that were there messing with Ruby Ridge were the ones promoted and sent down to Waco, Texas.
So absolutely. The more corrupt
party, you get rewarded for being evil.
It comes right out of Karl Marx's playbook. He tells you that right in his playbook, doesn't
right
he?
There, yeah.
And the regulators across the country are being weaponized. All the licensing boards are going after the people from the various industries, whether it's healthcare, attorneys, psychologists, anybody that has a license. If you speak out against the narrative, basically, of the evil agenda, the licensing boards are going after these individuals.
Absolutely. Folks, we're running out of time for tonight. We got approximately 8 minutes left, and we are still way short. So we need to hear from you. It looks like Bob in New Brunswick, New Jersey, pledges $75. William in Chicago pledges $150. Anonymous in Cleveland pledges $700. Okay, this is all righty, folks. We still.
Jerry and I will add $200 to Anonymous there to make it $9. And get close to one of those thousands.
All right, did you catch that one, Craig? Pastor Joe, he's scratching his head. He didn't hear you. Anyhow, Pastor Joe, he's in there talking. Watch
he's
me.
On the phone. Hopefully.
Okay, Pastor Joe pledges $200 too. So put him down. All right, and there you go. So that we're getting closer. We're getting closer. I'll get in. Fairly, I think. Where that was pretty close to about 1,000. In fact, it was over 1,000. So we'll see what happens here in a minute.
We should be getting more. Yeah. I want to quote somebody famous, Mr. Abraham Lincoln. You remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He said, "Our destruction, that's the United States of America, it cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, we ourselves must be its author and finisher. As a nation of freemen, we must live through all time or die by suicide." In other words, it's up to us what happens to the freemen of this country. An outside force can't defeat it. We can only let the enemy from within. And we know that Marcus Tullius Cicero warned us way back, the enemy within is the most dangerous of all. And we have let the enemy within have, right now, they have too much power. And it is up to us to stand up and say, in the name of Christ, we are not going to surrender to the Antichrist system.
Joe, we're just 2,500 short. We're just 2,500 short of our goal tonight. So if we could get out there, if we could get just two people tonight to pledge 1,000 and one person to pledge 500, or we can get one person to pledge 2,500.
2,500. There are some of you out there that God has blessed with professional practices, businesses. We know times are hard. We know inflation. We're all suffering through it. I'm on a fixed disability income. Trust me, I know. But it's the time now. We have to reach as many people as we can. We have to warned about what they're trying to do to the election in the fall, and we have to get as many people running to this battle and having an understanding of the times and the truth as possible. The fate of the nation I totally believe it depends on it.
All right, I'm looking to see where we left off here. No, okay, we're still looking. Okay, 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. The last time I looked, we were 2,500 short, or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we need to hear from you. We're running out of time. We have approximately 5 minutes left to get $2,500.
Oh, here's something they're not going to hear probably on Fox News. There is a man named David Loffman, and he's been called the recycled bad guy of Russiagate. He is the Justice Department's top counterintelligence official, was the mastermind behind the strategy to dust off and weaponize against Trump campaign officials, really creating the Russiagate disaster, and the one who signed off on the wiretapping of Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. And Hillary's working there with the Justice Department on the FBI raid. This guy's name keeps popping up. And so here's another one of those people that were setting up all the lies behind Russiagate is now one of the main people going after Donald Trump. So it just keeps on going. So many things go back to Hillary, because remember, Hillary was supposed to complete Barack Obama's total transformation of America until this guy named Donald Trump foiled their plans, and she was to be the anointed one that would finish that total transformation. So the entire deep state is protecting Hillary and out to destroy Trump and any of us who believe in what Trump believes. There you have it.
All righty, folks, we've got 3 minutes, approximately 3 minutes, and we still need to hear from you. We're still about 2,500 short. We're going to be here about five or maybe even 10 minutes after the program here tonight. We got to be here until, and hopefully we'll give you more time to call. So, there you go. Don't forget, we have the newsletter. You need to get that newsletter. Of course, you might need it in case we can't stay on the stations. Hopefully we can still send out the newsletter. Again, 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. We're still about 2,500 short from what I know. We still got about 3 minutes to get it in. All right.
Wow.
Giuliano says he is a target of criminal investigation in Georgia election. The political persecution of Trump and his associates continue. Folks, this is pure Antichrist communism, what the Democratic Communist Party is doing. The President Trump's former personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliano, said he is a target of the criminal investigation in Georgia's grand jury probe into Trump's effort to overturn the 2020 election. A New York judge last month ordered Giuliano to testify before a Georgia grand jury. Giuliano did not appear to a July 13 hearing to challenge the subpoena to compel his testimony. There is evidence that Giuliano's appearance and that testimony at the hearing was a part of a multi-state coordinated plan by the Trump campaign to influence the results of the November 2020 election in Georgia and elsewhere. The subpoena falsely accused. In January, Fulton County.
They got to show that there was a crime and that Trump was trying to inform an insurrection and overturn a duly elected election. No, it was a controlled, it was fraudulent election. Donald Trump is still the president of the United States. He won. It was only through the cheating and buying the votes and fraudulent means that we have China Joe Biden at the helm illegally.
Already, Anonymous in Colorado pledges 100. We're out of time for tonight. How much time do we have left? Okay. So, folks, listen, while I'm giving that invitation, you can still call. And, folks, we need to. I'm going to give the invitation tonight because let's just pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, as we come before you, Lord, we know that the time is coming. It's coming quickly when nothing else will matter to it. All of this is going to be, all of the drama that we're going through is going to be gone. It's going to be over with, Father God. We know what happens to the deep state in the end. We know. We've read the whole book. We know how it ends up. But you have told us, Lord, you've given us those three missions. Mission one, the Great Commission, first and foremost. Mission two, from Genesis to Revelation, resistance to tyranny. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Mission number three, to hold to the traditions of the prophets, to stand fast and not give up any ground. And so, Lord, as we come here before you tonight, again, I'm asking, Lord, for all of us, first of all, Lord, for the folks out there that are helping us and supporting us and blessing us to keep us on the air, Lord, that you would bless and support them as they've done us. But again, I would pray that you would raise up righteous and bold men, righteous and bold, to lead this nation back to you, Father God. Lord, let us have the courage and the boldness that our forefathers had, Lord, and let us not set back and allow the freedoms that we've been blessed with to be taken away from our children and grandchildren. So, Lord, my prayer, too, is for everyone out there listening tonight, they realize that this world here is very temporal, but you're not, and eternal life is eternal. And tonight, Lord, let them realize that everything you say, you mean exactly what you say. And everyone out there listening will die. And when that time comes, as you said, it's appointed to all men once to die, and then the judgment, they will either go to heaven or hell. Lord, I pray that there's no doubt in anybody's mind where it comes to that, Father God. And Lord, so I pray that they choose, Lord, to call upon you, to pray to you, Father, to ask for forgiveness of their sins. I pray that they realize that Christ took their place, a substitutionary death upon that cross. He was the only one that could have done it. He did it. And Lord God, because of that, that they can avoid a burning lake of fire. They can avoid that burning lake of fire if they'll only have, Lord, if they'll only understand and call upon the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of their life, all of their life, in all things, at all times, without any reservation, to be indwelt with the Holy Spirit, and then to be on their road to eternal life and immortality. This is what we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, amen.
Amen.
All right, we have, while we were praying out there, we had Olivia in Dallas pledged 100, Donna in Cleveland pledged 400, Gail in Massachusetts pledges 100, and Anonymous of PA pledges 100. So we praise the good Lord for that. Amen. We needed that. That helps us a lot. We're still a bit of ways, but folks, we're going to be here for a little while. And so I want to thank all of you for being here tonight. Elaine, you want to give your phone number out for folks that need to hear from
advice?
Yes,
again, it's Elaine Conley, 440-478-4073. 440-478-4073.
Until tomorrow, we want to say good night, God bless, and always, always, let's do it. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.